Case Studies in Eclectic Astrology, Planets and Nakshatras for Amanda. Jupiter in Pushya, First House, Lord of 6th and 9th. Amanda's Jupiter in Pushya in the First House brings an expansive, nurturing, and wisdom-oriented presence to her very identity. As Lord of the 6th and 9th houses, Jupiter shapes both her daily conflict navigation, 6th, and her higher philosophical, ethical compass, 9th. In the Ascendant, Jupiter defines her approach to life, generous, principled, and deeply rooted in service-based wisdom. Pushya, ruled by Saturn and symbolized by the nourishing udder of a cow, imbues this Jupiter with both emotional generosity and a deep sense of responsibility. Amanda appears as someone calm, guiding, and steady, yet internally she may feel weighed down by duties she cannot walk away from. The placement suggests a strong karmic drive to uphold Dharma, righteousness, through healing, support, and practical wisdom. Others may naturally lean on her in times of need. As the sixth lord, Jupiter gives her the strength to confront challenges, especially emotional ones, with a composed and caring demeanor. As the ninth lord, her worldview is shaped by experience and responsibility. She learns best through caregiving, structure, and quiet sacrifice. She likely holds strong moral beliefs and may serve as a teacher, counselor, or quiet leader in her field. Wisdom highs come when she accepts her nurturing nature as a strength rather than a burden. Lows occur when she overfunctions or sacrifices her own emotional needs in service of others' growth or healing. Lifestyle tendencies may include a love for classical knowledge, caregiving roles, emotionally supportive leadership, or devotion to spiritual teachings that emphasize duty and compassion. She may appear traditional in some ways, but radiates a profound, quiet authority. Ultimately, Jupiter in Pushya blesses Amanda with a dignified, emotionally wise, and spiritually protective intelligence, empowering her to transmute duty into grace and to find fulfillment by nurturing others through practical compassion and philosophical steadiness. Moon in Uttara Falguni, Lord of First. Amanda's moon in Uttara Falguni in the third house gives her a deeply personal connection to communication, courage, and daily emotional interactions. As the lord of the first house, the moon governs her emotional identity and self-expression. Placing it in the third house links her core emotional world with her voice, skills, and habitual interactions. Uttara Falguni, ruled by the sun and symbolized by the back legs of a bed, brings qualities of commitment, generosity, and quiet endurance. The moon here reflects Amanda's emotionally steady yet service-oriented temperament. She is emotionally fulfilled through consistent communication, small acts of service, and meaningful connections with siblings, peers, or close collaborators. Her emotional state is often stabilized when she has routines involving learning, writing, or verbal expression. Since the moon is the first lord, this placement suggests that Amanda's emotions are not just reactions, they are her very lens of being. She may often define herself by her emotional bonds and sense of usefulness in the lives of others. She feels most emotionally alive when she is helping, guiding, or lending her voice to others' causes. Emotional highs come when she is able to express herself clearly and is acknowledged for her efforts in small but important everyday ways. Emotional lows occur when communication is blocked or when she feels her loyalty and care are taken for granted. There may also be emotional sensitivity tied to sibling relationships or early peer bonds. Lifestyle tendencies may include emotionally driven writing, nurturing through words, loyal sibling bonds, daily rituals for grounding emotional energy, or quiet activism in local or community spaces. Ultimately, Moon in Uttara Falguni blesses Amanda with a nurturing, expressive, and emotionally resilient spirit, empowering her to transmute emotional consistency into emotional leadership and to find fulfillment through commitment, connection, and the power of heartfelt communication. Mercury in Swati, fourth house, lord of 3rd and 12th. Amanda's Mercury in Swati in the fourth house weaves intellect with inner harmony, flexible thought, and subtle detachment from emotional roots. As lord of the 3rd and 12th houses, Mercury governs her communication style, skill development, 3rd, and spiritual or subconscious world, 12th. Its presence in the 4th house connects these mental faculties with her emotional base, home environment, and private sense of self. Swati, ruled by Rahu and symbolized by the windswept blade of grass, brings adaptability, independence, an intellect sharpened by internal movement. Amanda's mind is drawn to flexible thinking and seeks freedom even in domestic or emotional spaces. She may appear composed and rational at home, but internally she is always analyzing, ideating, and adjusting her emotional understanding through the lens of mental detachment. As Third Lord, Mercury here strengthens her skills of writing, speaking, and networking, often used in private or emotionally charged contexts. As 12th Lord, it also governs subtle or spiritual thought, suggesting a mind drawn to inner contemplation, symbolic analysis, or healing through solitude. Her intellect may thrive when she has emotional space and time for reflection, journaling, or quietly researching things that others overlook. Intellectual highs come when she is able to blend logic with emotional intelligence, particularly in private dialogues or creative self-expression. Lows appear when she suppresses emotional truth under the weight of perfectionism, or when she mentally isolates herself in an attempt to stay emotionally in control. Lifestyle tendencies may include journaling or documenting family memories, designing or working from home, exploring spiritual or psychological writing, or engaging in mental healing through private retreats and mindful communication. Ultimately, Mercury in Swati blesses Amanda with a refined, flexible, and emotionally perceptive intellect, empowering her to transmute private thought into inner wisdom and to find fulfillment through solitude, subtle service, and the quiet elegance of truthful thinking. Saturn in Vishaka, 4th house, Lord of 7th and 8th. Amanda's Saturn in Vishaka in the 4th house reveals a deep, disciplined emotional structure built on loyalty, duty, and karmic transformation within her inner life. As the Lord of the 7th and 8th houses, Saturn governs her relationships, 7th, and emotional entanglements, psychological depths, and inheritances, 8th. Its placement in the 4th house of home, emotional foundations, and maternal influences indicates early life experiences that shaped her into someone emotionally cautious, yet profoundly resilient. Vishaka, ruled by Jupiter and symbolized by the triumphal arch, is focused on ambition, intense devotion, and moral pursuit. Saturn here turns emotional endurance into an emotional mission. Amanda may carry a strong sense of duty to her family, her home, or even her emotional lineage. She often feels emotionally responsible for creating stability where there once was none. This placement often brings delayed emotional fulfillment or a childhood marked by emotional distance, heavy expectations, or hidden struggles at home. Yet over time, Amanda develops the inner strength to hold space for others, becoming a pillar of emotional dependability. Her relationships are deeply karmic and transformational. She attracts people who challenge her to grow and who mirror the emotional architecture she has spent a lifetime constructing. Emotional and work-related highs arise when she channels her emotional solitude into practical care, legacy building, or long-term healing for others. Lows may occur when emotional rigidity, unprocessed grief, or suppressed vulnerability blocks deeper intimacy or self-compassion. Lifestyle tendencies may include emotionally restorative design or homemaking, loyalty to one's roots or ancestral path, or careers in legacy building, therapy, psychology, or emotional support systems that require discretion and dedication. Ultimately, Saturn in Vishaka blesses Amanda with a deeply disciplined, karmically committed, and emotionally durable work spirit, empowering her to transmute emotional hardship into grounded wisdom and to find fulfillment through loyal care, inner structure, and transformational emotional maturity. Venus in Vishaka, 4th house, Lord of 4th and 11th. Amanda's Venus in Vishaka in the 4th house gives her aesthetic sense and emotionally intense, loyal, and purpose-driven foundation. As the Lord of both the 4th and 11th houses, Venus governs her emotional stability, home life, and inner security, 4th, as well as her friendships, ambitions, and long-term social gains, 11th. Placed in the 4th house, Venus brings grace, charm, and a quiet yearning for beauty and emotional harmony within her private world. Vishaka, ruled by Jupiter and symbolized by the triumphal arch, adds a focused and driven edge to Venus's otherwise soft, relational energy. Amanda is not simply drawn to beauty. She seeks beauty that transforms, bonds that evolve, and love that endures. Her aesthetic values are born from emotional depth and tested loyalty. There is a subtle intensity to her emotional attachments. She nurtures those she loves with elegance and commitment, but may struggle when emotional reciprocity is absent. As fourth lord in its own house, Venus heightens her desire for an emotionally beautiful home space. Comfort, color, art, and emotional ambiance are essential for her well-being. As 11th lord, this placement connects her aesthetic gifts and emotional intelligence to her larger dreams and collective vision. She may attract emotionally attuned friends or find herself building community around shared values of beauty, connection, and soulful ambition. Aesthetic highs arise when her emotional space aligns with her ideals, when she creates or nurtures spaces of beauty, connection, and belonging. Lows occur when emotional expectations in close environments aren't met, or when love becomes entangled with control, insecurity, or idealism. Lifestyle tendencies may include interior design, emotional healing through aesthetic curation, friendships rooted in spiritual or artistic resonance, or roles where she cultivates beauty and balance in intimate or collective spaces. Ultimately, Venus in Vishakha blesses Amanda with a devoted, emotionally refined, and transformation-focused aesthetic spirit, empowering her to transmute emotional loyalty into soulful beauty and to find fulfillment through graceful stability, artful relationships, and community-centered love. Sun in Anuradha, 5th house, Lord of 2nd. Amanda's sun in Anuradha in the 5th house brings intensity, depth, and emotional magnetism to her self-expression, creativity, and sense of personal power. As the lord of the 2nd house, the sun governs her speech, family values, and foundational self-worth. Its placement in the 5th house of intelligence, romance, children, and legacy places her core identity in direct connection with her ability to create, perform, and emotionally influence. Anuradha, ruled by Saturn and symbolized by the lotus blooming in dark waters, represents devotion, loyalty, and transformation through emotional testing. The sun here burns with loyal purpose. Amanda expresses herself with dignity and warmth, but only after layers of emotional resilience are earned. Her creative voice carries weight, and her charisma is quietly commanding. She does not seek attention overtly. Her presence draws others because it is rooted in truth, survival, and emotional integrity. As second lord in the 5th, her sense of value and voice second is deeply tied to her creative legacy, 5th. She may use speech, teaching, storytelling, or art to communicate a lineage of resilience. Her love life and creative projects are intense, deeply personal, and often touched by karmic themes of loyalty, power struggles, or emotional rebirth. Personal highs come when she is able to express herself with authenticity and witness others transformed by her truth. Lows emerge when her self-worth becomes entangled in others' recognition or when unresolved loyalty issues dim her confidence or creative flow. Lifestyle tendencies may include spiritual teaching, emotionally charged artistic work, therapeutic storytelling, or legacy-driven creative pursuits. She may feel most alive when transmitting inner wisdom to children, students, or a wider audience. Ultimately, Sun in Anuradha blesses Amanda with a powerful, emotionally disciplined, and transformative identity, empowering her to transmute deep emotional loyalty into radiant creative expression and to find fulfillment through truth-centered legacy, artistic devotion, and quietly magnetic leadership. Rahu in Mula, 6th house, Lord of 8th. Amanda's Rahu in Mula in the 6th house brings fierce insight, karmic resilience, and an unconventional path to handling conflict, routine, and emotional crisis. As the functional lord of the 8th house, via dispositor Ketu, this Rahu governs transformation, hidden traumas, and ancestral emotional patterns. Its presence in the 6th connects this karmic depth with Amanda's daily battles, service roles, and methods of restoring order through disruption. Mula, ruled by Ketu and symbolized by the tied bundle of roots, is a nakshatra of destruction, uprooting, and fierce truth. Rahu here intensifies Amanda's desire to uncover what is hidden, face what others avoid, and dissolve illusions in the realm of service, health, and daily conflict. Her work may involve exposing systemic decay, psychological dysfunction, or emotional rot within collective or interpersonal spaces, and finding healing through that exposure. As 8th Lord, Rahu activates karmic residues. Amanda may be drawn to intense emotional labor or healing professions, especially those involving trauma, emergency care, investigative therapy, or crisis intervention. She may magnetize complex health or relational issues, not as punishment, but as initiations into deeper service and emotional rebirth. emotional and psychological highs come when she fearlessly uproots toxic patterns and transforms daily chaos into restored integrity. Lows arise when she internalizes intensity, becomes obsessive about control, or resists surrendering to the emotional truths her path keeps unveiling. Drawing from the planets and nakshatra insights, Rahu and Mula indicates that Amanda's emotional identity flourishes when she confronts emotional decay, karmic residue, and psychological stagnation with fierce clarity, investigative spirit, and deep emotional bravery. Emotional highs are experienced when she reclaims power through emotional purification and service-based healing. Emotional lows arise when she clings to illusions of control or avoids the root causes that demand transformation. Lifestyle tendencies may include solitary but intense work rhythms, obsession with health or purification rituals, crisis-solving roles, or emotionally loaded service environments that demand spiritual stamina and fearless perception. Ultimately, Rahu and Mula blesses Amanda with a spiritually raw, emotionally fearless, and karmically catalytic work spirit, empowering her to transmute daily conflict into transformative clarity and to find fulfillment through service that tears away illusion to restore emotional and systemic truth. Mars in Dhanishta, 7th house, Lord of 5th and 10th. Amanda's Mars in Dhanishta in the 7th house infuses her drive, logic, and relational strategy with bold rhythm, ambition, and an instinct for structured excellence. As Lord of the 5th and 10th houses, Mars governs her creative intelligence, 5th, and career public life, 10th, making this placement a powerhouse of focused action in the realm of relationships and public visibility. Her drive to build, lead, and express her talents finds tangible expression through one-on-one connections, partnerships, and strategic alliances. Dhanishta, ruled by Mars and symbolized by the drum, merges rhythm, precision, and performance. Here, Mars is both at home and amplified. Amanda's logic is sharp, her actions decisive, and her commitment to goals unwavering. In relationships, she seeks partners who match her pace, ambition, and purpose. Alliances must have momentum, clarity, and direction to thrive. There's little patience for emotional stagnancy or indecisive dynamics. As Fifth Lord, this Mars gives her an intelligent, performative edge. She may be drawn to leadership, teaching, or roles where her talents are on display. As 10th Lord, Mars connects her drive with career success. She's likely ambitious, task-oriented, and drawn to high-efficiency environments where logic and structure prevail. Logical highs come when her actions create results, when she builds something enduring through partnership, or channels her energy into legacy-defining work. Lows emerge when she feels blocked by indecisive partners or caught in power struggles that slow her pace. Lifestyle tendencies may include competitive collaboration, strategic relationships, physically engaging work, high-performance leadership, or drive in areas related to education, consulting, or structured creative execution. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Mars in Dhanishta indicates that Amanda's logical intelligence flourishes when it aligns with rhythm, structure, and impactful precision, especially in collaboration. Logical highs are experienced when she co-creates with clarity and tempo, turning shared goals into visible achievement. Logical lows occur when relational imbalance, lack of respect, or misaligned priorities disrupt her efficiency and momentum. Ultimately, Mars in Dhanishta blesses Amanda with a high-functioning, performance-driven, and strategically focused logic, empowering her to transmute relationships into collaborative success and to find fulfillment by executing creative and career ambitions with precision, impact, and relational strength. K2 in Ardra, 12th house, Lord of 5th. Amanda's K2 in Ardra in the 12th house points to a profound karmic detachment from conventional expressions of creativity, recognition, and romantic attachment. As the functional lord of the 5th house through dispositor Mercury, K2 governs her creative intelligence, emotional expression, and legacy. In the 12th house, its influence shifts inward, toward isolation, spiritual dissolution, and unconscious insight, turning her emotional and creative experience into a deeply internal, often solitary journey. Ardra, ruled by Rahu and symbolized by the teardrop, is the nakshatra of storms, grief, destruction, and renewal. K2 here disconnects Amanda from the egoic pursuit of validation and recognition, drawing her instead into emotional purification through loss, catharsis, and surrender. She may appear withdrawn in matters of romance or artistic expression, or feel misunderstood in her emotional instincts. Yet beneath that is a potent wellspring of transformative wisdom. As fifth lord in the 12th, there is a withdrawal from traditional creative display. Amanda may prefer to channel her insight through spiritual or hidden means, dream work, symbolism, anonymous writing, or behind-the-scenes mentoring. There's a natural talent for healing others through emotional presence, but it may take time for her to see the beauty and power in her own quiet contribution. Emotional and spiritual highs arise when she embraces emotional impermanence and uses emotional storms as paths to transcendence. Lows occur when she resists grief, isolates emotionally without reflection, or doubts the worth of her inner world in a society obsessed with performance and visibility. Lifestyle tendencies may include retreats, anonymous creativity, dream journaling, spiritual healing through art, or interest in emotionally intense spiritual disciplines like shadow work, breathwork, or mysticism. Drawing from the planets in nakshatra insights, Ketu and Ardra suggests Amanda's emotional evolution flourishes when she walks through emotional storms with awareness and surrender. Emotional highs are experienced when she lets emotional pain become a path to inner freedom and emotional wisdom. Emotional lows arise when she clings to past emotional scripts or avoids the transformative potential of grief. Ultimately, Ketu and Ardra blesses Amanda with an emotionally abstract, spiritually cathartic, and karmically introspective creative spirit, empowering her to transmute emotional loss into emotional liberation and to find fulfillment by quietly healing, creating, and transcending in sacred, unseen spaces.